Cows are often accused of being greenhouse gas-emitting environmental vandals, but they've now been cut some serious slack. A CSIRO study has found that methane emissions from cattle in Australia are 24% lower than previously thought, equivalent to 12.6 million tonnes of carbon dioxide a year. Dr. Ed Charmley, an agriculture scientist with the CSIRO, says the findings will help reduce criticism of the farm sector's impact on climate change.
Well, I think it certainly helps. We've got the data we have now, we've got a lot more confidence in because it's based on newer methods and it is lower emission compared to what we thought we had previously. But also, lower emissions means more efficient production. And so from the producer's perspective, we want to see more efficient animals with less wastage going out in methane.
Meat and Livestock Australia, the nation's peak research and development body for the sheep and cattle industry, co-funded the study and has embraced the results. Dr. Matthew McDonough, General Manager of On-Farm Innovation with MLA, agrees the findings will reduce the pressure on primary producers.
Look, it can only help. So we already know that we are not the major, player when it comes to greenhouse gas emissions across the country. We're a relatively minor player, but consumers are well aware of it. So they know that sheep and cattle produce methane and they are concerned about the impact that any of the products that they use have on the environment. So this is just some good data that we can demonstrate to consumers that we have got our eye on the ball when it comes to our industry and representing our farmers, that we can show that there had been an overestimation of sheep and cattle influence on the total greenhouse gas emissions of the country. We can start to tell that story to our consumers and make them aware that perhaps it's not the bogeyman that people were considering it was.
Recent advances in methane testing technology enabled researchers to more accurately test the actual amount of greenhouse gas the cows were producing.
We actually house these animals fairly intensively for short periods of time, so several days still, and we feed those animals in these chambers and we can very accurately measure how much methane they're producing.
And so why were the figures so different? How was it done in the past to get the calculation?
So previously there'd been some estimates done using, similar technology, but on very different animal and feed types. So previously the estimates were based on dairy cattle using a range of feed types, which basically aren't necessarily applicable to our grasslands production systems for the majority of cattle producers. So we basically knew that using international data as our comparison, that we were probably overestimating, but I don't think we thought it would actually be 24%.
The results will now be used to update the national greenhouse gas inventory and bring Australia in line with international estimates set out by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. Agriculture contributes more than 15% to Australia's overall greenhouse gas emissions, and almost 70% of that is from sheep and cattle. Dr. Charmley says the 15% figure could now be downgraded as a result of the updated research.
Yes, it will. Of course, at the same time, there have been changes made to what's known as the global warming potential of methane. So that tends to offset some of the advantages. But basically, yes, if we hadn't done this work, then it brings down the overall agricultural emissions because methane is such a big part of that. Yeah, probably by about 2 percentage units overall.
Yeah. So you're looking at about 13%?
Somewhere in that ballpark, yeah, but it's a bit difficult to give exact figures because there's other changes going on at the same time as well, so things are moving up and down a bit.
Around 1,000 cows were tested across the country. Townsville and Rockhampton in Queensland and Armidale in New South Wales were used as the testing locations for beef cattle emissions, while the dairy data was gathered in West Gippsland, Victoria. Dr. Charmley says researchers were surprised to find that the amount of methane emitted was the same for animals in each location.
Yeah, well, that was one of the reasons for doing the study. It was felt that there would be some differences between, for example, dairy cattle and Bos indicus cattle, for instance. But what we find when you have a large enough data set that although there are small differences depending on where the work was done and the type of animal, overall, the relationship is very strong and it's the same relationship can be used for all classes of grazing livestock.
And so a dairy cow emits the same amount of methane as beef cattle?
Per unit of intake, yeah, per unit of dry matter intake they do, but of course a dairy cow would consume a lot more feed than a beef cow, for example.
Dr. McDonough from MLA says the red meat industry has been working hard to reduce methane emissions from livestock.
As we've been working in this space for quite some time, we can already demonstrate that, you know, the amount of greenhouse gas that livestock produce, particularly cattle, over the last 30 years, we've been able to reduce the amount of methane that an individual animal produces per kilogram of product by about 14% over the last 30 years. So we've had sort of consistent continual improvement in that space. So we like to tell the community about those sorts of good news stories. And this is just another very good news story for the red meat industry.
The research that led to this revision was funded by Meat and Livestock Australia. So is it independent enough, and it's not just yourself trying to clear yourself of some of that criticism?
No, it's not at all. So we certainly part-funded the research. So we funded the research along with all of our research agency partners, of which in this study they were led by CSIRO. So this is a published paper which really demonstrates in the scientific literature the data is all there, the calculations are all there, and you know it's been basically critiqued by the scientific community and published. So we can stand behind this 100%.
A similar study to test methane emissions from sheep is ongoing.